This is Morning Edition on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Emily Fox. Today is the last day of the state legislature's lame duck session. Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth has been there for it all, even pulling some all-nighters along the way. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning, Emily.
So how much sleep did you get last night?
They let us out a little bit early. They only kept us till about 7 o'clock. So I got a decent amount of sleep last night.
And how much sleep did you get this time a week ago?
About 2 hours.
2 hours? And how many hours are you expecting to work today?
You know, we're really expecting to be there into Friday morning. How late into Friday morning, it's unclear. Hopefully it will just be, you know, maybe 1 or 2 in the morning. But really, who knows? There's just a lot on the agenda.
Well, let's get into it. It looks like a bill to limit campaign finance oversight for the incoming Democratic Secretary of State is dead. But what about that controversial bill that would let the legislature intervene in court proceedings? That's the bill that some say would step over the incoming Democratic Attorney General. Where does that bill stand?
Well, the court intervention bill, that one is in the state Senate. It's waiting for a vote from them, and then it would need a final concurrence vote from the House before hitting Governor Rick Snyder's desk. We've been waiting for that one to pop up. It is on the agenda for today. We'll see if they actually vote on it. And honestly, even when it comes to the campaign finance oversight bill, I mean, I always hesitate to say that anything is dead in lame duck. It might be mostly dead.
Or maybe just stalled.
That's exactly. I think that's kind of where the campaign finance bill is. It's not on the agendas. Lawmakers are saying we're not planning to take it up. But I mean, who knows?
Well, a controversial bill restricting the ballot petition process is moving forward. It would only let 15% of signatures come from any one district in the state. And some say that would better represent the state, but others say the bill is unconstitutional. What are people saying about how this bill could impact democracy in Michigan?
The opponents of this move are essentially saying that this would really upend democracy because it would fundamentally change how we are able to get ballot questions on the ballot. They say, you know, it's already really difficult to get a measure on the ballot. There's so many signatures. There's so many hoops to jump through. You have to draft these measures. You have to get that approved. They're saying, you know, the process is already difficult enough. By adding these extra hoops, you're really going to make it almost impossible, particularly for grassroots organizations, to get these measures on the ballot and to have this method of having their voices heard. But, you know, proponents of the bill, they're saying, look, we are trying to increase democracy. We are trying to make sure that we are keeping, you know, big money organizations out of our ballot initiatives. They want it to be more grassroots. And they're saying that by putting, you know, some of these extra steps, it's not going to make it more difficult necessarily for grassroots organizations or for people in general to get measures on the ballot, but that they're going to ensure that more people are required to sign up on to sort of sign on for these ballot measures before they hit the ballot.
There have been a lot of environmental bills moving forward this week. One could open the door for development on tens of thousands of acres of wetlands in the state. The other deals with how industrial sites in the state are cleaned up that some say could encourage redevelopment of brownfields. And now we have an agreement with Enbridge to build a tunnel around Line 5. What are people saying these bills and agreements say about our environmental priorities in the state?
I think if you ask the proponents of these bills, you know, the supporters, they would say that they're trying to have this balance between good economy, good business sense, and good business policy and the environment. And they're saying that you can do both and that these bills do both by allowing for development in a responsible way, by, you know, getting oil and energy to the UP, but in a safe way through this tunnel with the pipeline inside of it. But then environmentalists say, look, this is not responsible for the environment. They say that these are going to cause problems, that, you know, the tunnel plan, it could still have this potential for any sort of a spill, and that the only way to keep our Great Lakes safe is to take oil out of the Great Lakes overall. So there's really this conflict between, can we balance these interests and how to do it?
So today is the last day of the lame duck session. What do you expect will get done?
You know, there is a lot on the agenda. There's these controversial bills, some of which are mostly dead, some of which are actually on the agenda. We'll see what they actually get through if the votes are there. There's some of them that have been kind of stalled because they haven't necessarily had the votes yet. So we'll see if those actually do make it through the finish line. And then there's really just a ton of smaller things that maybe aren't on people's radars. Things like changes to the safe haven laws to allow baby boxes, you know, and a bunch of... And like fireworks regulations. I mean, there's just a lot on this agenda that they're trying to hammer home in these final hours.
And we will continue to follow your reporting. Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth, thanks so much and good luck today.
Thank you.